Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to Mark Alessi today. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM, and we take on subjects that are varied as music, as science, as business, and today we're talking about a lot of science. And but more than science, we're talking about the business of creating and using science to advance whatever we need to do in society. Mark, you will have you have advanced this particular product, and I was talking about before I mentioned that I had this fellow on. The name of his company is Mind Yoke, and if you looked at mindyoke.com, you might find some symbiosis in your thinking, and when you have something difficult to convey, he could be very useful.
Okay.
And, so I just wanted to lend that to you and tell anybody else out there that which was trying to convey a message. His piece of the puzzle is not so much to create things, but to create the ability to explain the things that other people create.
Right.
And
I'll definitely check him out. And that's one of the great things about, you know, the entrepreneurial ecosystem that's starting to grow in Long Island. You know, as you're explaining him, I often find myself looking up other entrepreneurs, seeing what they're doing, reaching out to them, and just getting to know each other, because sometimes there's a synergy between products. Sometimes it's just commiserating because, you know, starting up a company, especially a tech company, early stage is difficult. Often there's times that we hold roundtables. Both Accelerate Long Island has put together roundtables of all the biotech CEOs on Long Island that are just starting up. There's about 20 of us. Jim Hayward actually hosts a roundtable at the CWIT over at Stony Brook.
Oh, yeah?
Number of the, you know, bio CEOs, yeah, at Stony Brook. So, you know, I'd equate it to as if there were a number of musicians in the locality, and somebody, you know, they're getting together makes each other's music better.
Oh, that is an absolute truth. That being a musician myself, not in the sense that I play a musical instrument, but a musician in terms that I'm a singer.
I actually have the Ernie Fazio Christmas disc from a couple of years back, and I actually appreciated getting that for Christmas one year.
How did that get in your hands?
I don't know. I think you gave it to me, but I did have it.
but you know, I've hung around with musicians, and I see them stop in the middle of a piece and say, "That was a great way you handled that guitar piece. Show me exactly how you keyed it. You know, how you held the frets and how you moved that."
So similarly, entrepreneur, you know, I could go to a guy like Jim Hayward, like, "That's amazing what you did with your last company and how, you know, how you got to your exit and sold it for that value. Tell me how you did that, because I want to try to do something similar, you know, with my company." And so that's why I was trying to equate it to musicians for that exact purpose.
Let's talk about the business end of this. Would you be happy? Let's suppose you created something that was saleable for, say, $25 million.
Right.
But it had the potential of being a $1 billion company, a multi-billion dollar company. Would you be happy to take the $25 million and start something else?
I think that's a decision that a lot of startup entrepreneurs have to struggle with, and it's a nice thing to struggle with, because even, you know, making $25 million off of a concept that you took from, you know,
zero
to something, and you know, there's something to be said for, you know, exiting And handing it off to somebody that could take it to the next level.
And maybe that's not you.
Right, exactly. And you're de-risking your position. But I think, you know, it all comes down to the circumstances surrounding an offer like that. I do believe that, for example, SynchroPet could grow to be a very large company and a very large employer on Long Island. And I know, you know, there's a number of people getting involved now that want to see that happen. But a lot of our investors also want to see a series of monetization events, whether that's a sale or whether it's an IPO. You know, people, angels, for example, aren't necessarily just people that are trying to do good. They're early stage investors that take a really high risk investment. They can afford to do it. They put money in at a very early stage, and they're looking for a 10x return, 10 times their original investment.
10x, I think it's they're looking for a lot more most of the time.
Well, they're looking for 10 times their original. I mean, yeah, sometimes they hit a home run. I know some investors that invested in, I believe it was Uber, and they got $1,000 for every dollar they invested in the company. And it's those home runs that help them fund some of the companies that just fizzle out, or some of the companies that don't have, you know, that kind of success. So angel investors, they only get involved with companies that have a potential for a high rate of growth, that own some sort of IP, some kind of barrier to entry for anybody else that will try to do what you're doing. And you have to have a business plan that proves that within 3 to 5 years, it's possible that they'll get 10 times their original investment, that the company will grow 10 times as big or have 10 times the revenue that it currently has, or valuation. And so it's a balancing act. And I think, you know, investors and an entrepreneurial founding team, every decision is a unique one. But there's something to be said for, you know, a guaranteed win for everybody. And there's something to be said for, you know, taking even more risk and growing a company to actually have even higher returns.
Now, I we're getting close to the end of the show. We got a few more minutes left, but do we have a good capital investment community here, or are they a little bit on the shy side?
Well, I would say it's in formation. I would say, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it was very hard to get things financed in New York City. And now the New York City early stage investment is surpassing Boston and is only second to Silicon Valley. So Long Island has just been getting started in this process, I'd say, over the past few years. We have some active early stage investors. We probably have more ideas sitting on shelves. We need entrepreneurs that will take those ideas and get to those early stage investors. And I think that, you know, there's definitely not enough early stage investors on Long Island, but if you have entrepreneurs that have ideas that are worthy of investment, the money will come, not only from Long Island, but from elsewhere. It'll flow to Long Island.
Is that part of your mission, to bring those investors into the arena?
Yeah, it always has been. You know, going back to the policymaker hat that I used to wear, I saw Long Island and New York State as a place where we really invest in education and our workforce and in high technology and research. And we invested nothing in actually commercializing any of that. And the only thing that will help grow our economy is commercializing and really using what our strengths are, which is our educated workforce. We're as cheap as North Carolina, but we definitely can create products and get them to market a whole lot better than most other states.
You know, one of the great myths that I hear almost on a daily basis is small business is the source of all most new jobs. Well, it's really not true. It's these embryonic businesses that start from, you know, Mark Alessi and three guys to 500, you know, because
right.
You got something really cooking.
Right.
It's not the guy who has a lumber yard and it's a small business and he's going to put on 400 new people. He's not.
Right.
He might put on 10 new people if he builds a bigger yard and buys two pieces of machinery.
I think there's definitely been a shift in our economy over the past 50 years where it's not the IBMs of the world that are, you know, and the large corporate conglomerates that hire most people. And I know a lot of people are going out there. You know, I believe an entrepreneur is everybody.
You said is absolutely true, but the other end is not true either. That it's the, you know, the small businessman. It's that embryonic thing that just kind of pops.
Right.
And by the way, we're getting very close to the end now, but it's been great talking to you, Mark. I've always had a certain amount of deference to you and respect, and I think what you're doing is remarkable and plaudible.
I
want to thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're going to be talking about topics as varied as music, science, politics. Stay with us, because every week we have something good to talk about, and hopefully we make it interesting. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is Earnestly Speaking, and this is Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM. Thanks again.